could add to the previous Radio Krishna one, which I think going to be in 101. But yes, here I sit today. This could be another episode, whatever, put it somewhere. At a mature age. And if I should say something, some advice based on my own experiences, my daily struggle, or what, how to say it, because it's not a struggle, but training or sadhana, is to remind myself to always remember and never forget Krishna. I mean, not now just saying some fine words, but I mean in the sense of yeah, if Krishna is here, then everything is fine. And, you know, as I sometimes say, if you don't know what to do, just chant Hare Krishna, you know, take up your japa beads. And that's what I do. And it's so nice, because then you sit there and you can feel, which I do at least, that now this is the best thing to do right now. It's always a good and the best thing to do. Sit there in front of the altar or with Radha Krishna Gunitai there in your mind and just be Krishna conscious, just be there with Krishna. And then everything is fine, isn't it? So even if life out there is a mess, it's not working out at all. Which, I mean, I've gone through it over and over again in my life, that situation. No, it doesn't work out. I mean, not everything is at the bottom here. You know, everything is falling apart. But then if you just... it is as if... And I'm speaking for myself. Krishna leads me towards that to teach me. And then what do you do? Well, hands up. I surrender. Krishna, I remember nothing can happen without you. Agreeing to it happening, and anything can happen if you want it so. Saranagati. And that humility of just raising your hands and saying, okay, I get it. That's what Saranagati means, in the way I see it. And if I should say what I have learned for the past 5 or more years, it is all... there in that word saranagati, which we spoke about here before, and it's a very, I would say, the essence of what this Krishna consciousness bhakti yoga is about. You know, and then when you do, everything is a mess, everything is dark around me, I don't know where I am, I don't know where I'm going, but Krishna, yes, here you are. And all it is about is me remembering you, and now I had nothing else, no one else than you. And that way one should see it. It's a blessing in disguise when things go south in life. And when you see it that way, you just continue. Yes, I'm going to do what I know is good and right and honest and wise. And if I don't know that, I will find someone, if I can, or pray within for guidance and advice. And then that will come, often in completely unexpected directions, or from such directions. And then we suddenly find ourselves in a completely different situation in life. Maybe you went from hell to heaven all of a sudden, and you go, oh, whoops, what is going on here? And I can testify that this is how my life has been and is. And that's what really makes life an adventure and satisfying, because, you know, you're not alone. And you always have that, you know, always have that friend there with you, and those friends there with you. The best friends one could have, who love you and who you love. Just gotta, you know, shake off that dream and remember that again. And that's what it's all about, this bhakti yoga. And that's why bhakti yoga can make us all happy, free from fear. And healthy and so on and so on. And when enough many of us are, then this whole world is gonna starting to heal again, because the ones who need to heal are the humans, as many as possible. And although I may only be one of 8 billion such souls on this planet, well, I matter to the 1 billionth, to the 1/8 billionth degree, or part. So, and so do you, and we add us all up. So I just repeat that which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said to Srila Prabhupada Abhay Charan day, those days, who was politically engaged in the Gandhi movement in India back then, in Calcutta. And that, you know, there is no, the only thing lacking in the world is Krishna consciousness. So that's what you should focus your energy and time on, which he did. And yeah, which I'm trying to do, I have been trying to do most of my life, and so many with me. And man, that life has been a very rewarding adventure. And I know this is just the beginning of it, of the big adventure. So, yep, highly recommend bhakti yoga.